This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, as we are a lot going on. Astros, they get back at it at home. They'll be here at the Daikin as they will take on the A's, as they have the best record, tied with the Blue Jays for the best record in the American League. And obviously it is day two of training camp. As the Texans are getting it going. The season has officially started it's underway now, we're obviously there enjoying things and covering this thing up. Clint, I know that you're excited about college football.
Absolutely.
You ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for a little college football?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's about to get going. And I would just, things have changed a bit, right? Where, now there are 12 teams that get into the college football playoffs, so there is a kind of a different way that that the regular season goes, and a different feel of the regular season. And we kind of learned some things last year from that. And I guess I would just start with this. Now that we've adjusted, hell, when you played, Clint, to really feel comfortable to get into, to have a chance to win a national championship, You had to go undefeated? Is that what it was for you?
Depending on what league you played in. I mean, one loss
we watched Auburn in, what was that, 2023 or whatever that was, or 2003, 2004, something like that. They were in the SEC and they were unbeaten and didn't make it because Oklahoma and USC made it. But it feels like in your time, it felt like it was you almost couldn't lose
right.
a game.
Yep.
Maybe one, as you said, if you're in the right conference and you were ranked high enough. How many games do you think you can lose now to get into the top 12? And I know the league also depends on that. Two losses. Alabama lost two games last year. They didn't get in. What is the amount of games you think you can lose?
Well, I think, you know, Alabama's interesting because, I mean, of who they lost to last year. That was the
issue.
That was the issue. Like I think it matters who you lose to and when you lose. If you're Texas, I know your Texas schedule is one of them. They got Ohio State out of the gate.
I mean, I'm sorry, they lost. They lost four, excuse me. Alabama lost four.
Alabama?
And they were 9-4 and didn't get in.
Yeah. I mean, so I think three is the max. I think that depends on who you lose to. It's who and when. You lose early, and if it's to good football teams, I think you can survive three losses. I don't think you're surviving four losses. I don't care who you are. I think last year was an anomaly because last year, if you remember correctly, you got SMU got in, Arizona State got in, Boise State got in, and the conversation was, is the almighty Alabama at four losses, are they anywhere remotely close to those teams right there? Last year was a weird, weird year in college football. I don't think we have that again this year. I think three is the magic number, and it depends on who you lose to.
SMU, they were 11-2. They were the final at large seed, a large team to get in.
Yep.
Alabama was 9-3. They lost their bowl game. They were 9-3, and three didn't get in. So last year, two was the mark, except Clemson. Clemson won the ACC, so they automatically got in. But so it seemed like three was the number that didn't get Alabama in. They were the last at-large team. And the reason why I say that is there are, and we talked about it earlier last week, there are huge expectations on Tyler's hated school that he hates, the Texas Longhorns. Arch Manning, he's doing horns down. Arch Manning, that crew.
Some Longhorn somewhere is crying.
Sark, there are high expectations. They are, what, at worst, Clint, going to be ranked in the top three preseason, maybe they may be preseason number one. They probably will be.
They'll be up there.
They're preseason to pick to win the SEC. My thing is, Clint, though, they got a tough schedule. They got five games at the very least when you look at it right now. They got five games that I would say are going to be potentially tough games, and four of them are away from their home stadium. They go week one at Ohio State. They go to Florida. They face OU in Dallas at a neutral site at the Cotton Bowl. They go to Georgia and Athens, and then the one is they play at home against A&M. That's five tough games that we know of, not counting a potential SEC championship game if they got there, not counting another game in which maybe there's another SEC team like in Arkansas on their schedule that plays better than we think. Or Mississippi State. Like you look at this, Clint, it is not out of the realm of possibility that Texas loses three games. It's not out of the realm that they go and lose to Ohio State week one, and there's a potential that they drop two more. That's the thing is, and as you said, three feels like the max. And even though they are really, really talented and loaded and have high expectations, That is an interesting schedule to me to think. I could see three. I could see. I mean, they got two other top five teams they got to play on the road at the very least.
Yeah,
against Georgia and Ohio State.
Well, I think three's the number. I really do. To draw the line of still having you got to be a blue blood. You got to be a big brand. And the losses are important. We go back to that Alabama, right? I mean, Alabama lost to Vanderbilt last year. They lost to a suspect OU team and a team in Tennessee. That was their three losses. And, you know, the OU loss was later in the season. And so you're not going to be able to survive that if you're Texas or anybody else. But out of the gate, Texas loses to Ohio State. And then, you know, Georgia clips them. And then they say they play Georgia again or something, and they get clipped like that. Like,
does that help that scenario you just created? They lose to Ohio State and Georgia, and then they lose in the SEC championship game, and that gives them three losses. That hold them out?
Well, I think so. You got beat by Georgia twice ultimately down the stretch in your conference, and if you run the table otherwise, I think there's a chance you still get in. I think there's a chance you're still viewed, assuming Georgia's a top team. I think there's still a chance that you're viewed as a top 12 team and you deserve a shot. Yeah, I think there's a real shot at that point in time. Again, if there is an undefeated, you know, Boise State that's went toe to toe with an Oregon or somebody like that, then there'll be a conversation out there. But I think three good losses is the number. Or you talk about Texas, like if two of those losses are regular season, they come back and they drop they drop a third one to Florida, like you mentioned. And then you come back and win the SEC late in the season.
They win the SEC, they're automatically in.
Yeah, they're automatically in. Yeah. So, yeah, I think three is the number, though. If you really want to be considered a top 12 team and maybe we're talking about 12, 13, 14, and we're juggling, you know, who's better in those rankings, I think three's the number or you're out.
Yeah, as an at large.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I think they should be at some point within that. If they get, they should be rewarded for playing. Like right now, preseason, it looks like Ohio State's top five. Preseason, it looks like Georgia will be top five. And A&M top 25, Oklahoma top 25, Florida top 20. And most of those games are on the road. That is, that's a hell of a schedule to have to navigate through. And play so many on the road. So that to me is the biggest thing, potentially besides injury or something. That's the biggest thing to me that could hold Texas back is this damn schedule they have. And I think as Tyler let me know last year, they were rewarded with maybe an easier SEC schedule. This year, it should be interesting to watch.
They got Arch Manning though, man. No worries, bro. I mean, this dude's winning the MVP in the NFL in 2026 and maybe even 2027 when it comes down to it. Austin's just fine, man.
Back-to-back years, he's going to come right in the league and win that.
That's what I've been hearing.
That's what you've been hearing.
Lock it in.
That's scheduled for Texas, boy.
Are you going to bet it, T?
Burn orange clowns. Get the hell out of here.
I don't think he's going to bet it.
Hell no!
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
I don't think he just his heart can't do it. All right, coming up. We got to look at the passing of a legend. How big of a star is this legend? And fellas, I think you may be maybe embarrassed or at least disappointed in me as I had another potentially cheap moment today.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. I mean,
don't you honest. Have those daily?
If you're gonna surprise me, spend some money.
I know we got dirties daily, but I mean, I just assumed cheap Ron was daily.
If you hear the back and forth before I finally caved in to pay for this.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.